Chapter 2. Walking to the Gray-Green River. The next morning, the elephant's child said goodbye to his family. He took 50 kilograms of bananas, 50 kilograms of sugarcane, and 17 melons. It was a lot to carry, but elephants are strong. And the elephant's child was going on a long trip. He would need a lot of food.It was a very long walk, but Africa is beautiful. The elephant's child saw many beautiful things as he walked along. He even saw a python. "Excuse me," he said, "does the crocodile live near here?" The elephant's child had never seen a crocodile before. He did not know what they looked like. He did not know much about them at all. And for this reason, he was not afraid.He had never seen their sharp teeth. He did not know how tricky they could be. He did not know how dangerous crocodiles were. The python laughed nervously at the elephant's child's question, but did not answer him. Then the elephant's child asked him about the crocodile's dinner. "That is a question you should not ask," said the python, and he hid under a rock. "Hush!" he said. "Hush, little elephant!" The python was also afraid of the crocodile. The elephant's child continued walking. Finally, he got to the Gray-Green River. It was very muddy, and he accidentally kicked a log. "Ouch, my foot!" said the elephant's child.
"Your foot? What about me? You kicked me," said a grumpy voice.
The elephant's child looked down and saw that the log wasn't a log.
"I'm sorry I kicked you," said the elephant's child. "I don't know who you are, but I'm looking for the crocodile. Have you seen him?"
"I am the crocodile," said the animal that wasn't a log. Then he lifted his tail out of the mud.
"I found the crocodile," shouted the elephant's child in excitement.